Let's go! The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Now, if you were tuned in yesterday, you may have heard us talking about the couple who took an Irish Rail train to bring them to their wedding celebration over the weekend. And some of our listeners shared their own slightly unusual wedding ceremonies. We got this text from a listener yesterday, and it said, I was at Paolo Nutini in Thomond Park last Saturday evening, and there was a wedding party in one of the corporate boxes. Now, that's unusual, isn't it? Very good. Apparently, the bride and groom are huge Paolo fans, so they rented out a corporate box for the day, and they looked like they were having an absolute ball. If you put out a call, they might tell you all about it. We certainly enjoyed looking at them from the pitch. Well, you never believe this, but we actually got an email last night from the groom who got married in Thomond Park last Saturday, and he has agreed to come on the line today. Hiya, Paddy. How's it going? Paddy Curran.
How are you doing, Ian?
Are you well?
Not too bad, no.
Good. Tell us about this now. So you rented a corporate box to go to Paolo Nutini. Was Paolo aware that you were doing this, by the way?
I think so, yeah. We were told by some of the staff in Thomond that he was aware there was some kind of wedding going on at the concert, yeah.
That was great. And so were you able to be inside and maybe have a bit of food, and then you were able to go outside of your corporate box as well? Is that what it was?
Yeah, so Tom and Park were brilliant. There were a couple of staff there, John Cantwell and Aoife Fallon, and they looked after a lot of the stuff for us. So basically we booked the corporate box. They got us in there early. And yeah, basically we done everything there. We had our ceremony there. And my now wife, Carmel, is a huge rugby fan as well, so...
You were watching the rugby as well.
We had the rugby on the TV, and we managed to watch the rugby while we had our food and stuff after the ceremony. Nice. And then, we were ready to go for Paolo.
Bit of Paolo, nice one. Yeah. And because the people that were in touch with us were saying that it looked like you were having a ball there. So obviously there was a lot of dancing going on, and how many guests did you have there?
There was 15 of us. 15. So myself and Carmel, our two sons, Jack and Josh, mm-hmm. and we had 10 friends with us then as well.
Very
so.
Good. Brilliant. And, the actual ceremony, it took place there as well?
Yeah, done the whole lot there.
On hallowed ground, eh?
That's it, yeah.
And listen, do you, Paddy, do you have connections? I mean, is that the sort of thing that somebody could do if they really wanted to do?
Myself and Carmel are together almost 20 years, yeah. And she always told me if we were getting married, it had to be, the reception had to be an Ireland rugby match or a concert.
So you gave her both. What a man, what a guy.
We managed to get both in on the one day, so we got in contact with Thomond. We told them our kind of bit of a mad idea, and they were brilliant. They worked with us, and they helped us do everything, so anybody can do it, and... It was a great day. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And sure, Paolo topped off today for us then as well. It was absolutely amazing.
Paolo, good man yourself. And listen, I'm looking at the rig out that you had on there. You looked very well, very dapper altogether. I've got some photographs here in front of me. And Carmel's dress, do you want to describe it for us?
Oh, God, that wouldn't be my specialty now, but all I can say is that she looked absolutely stunning on
the
day.
She did. She looked really stunning. Absolutely. Very nice. I wouldn't begin to describe myself, but I mean, it's obviously white as well. Not that it has to be, but it's white and a bit of lace going on the sleeves there as well.
Lace on the sleeves, And as she described it, a nice simple dress.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Of course, absolutely fabulous. And she was stunning on the day.
Well, very good. And are you heading off anywhere? Is that it now? Is that enough jollity for the moment?
No, not heading off at the moment. Unfortunately, we're both back to work on the Monday. So, and Carmel's on her way to work now, listening on the radio, laughing at me because she knows I hate this kind of thing. But. We're both straight back to work, but we are planning a holiday towards the end of the year and bring our two sons with us, so we will get to do something later on in the year.
Good for you. Well, listen, it's great, and it's really captured the imagination of everybody. They were watching Paolo Nutini, but they were watching you as well. So congratulations, Paddy and Carmel, from all of us here at Today FM. Thank you very much for taking the call. Cheers. Good
luck.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, weekdays from 6 a.m.